And all the white people you saw were either working in a store or a doctor or some profession, or a preacher. They were renters or they were agents or managers or owners. No tenants. And then a few tenants coming in. And then first thing you know, a whole lot of tenants. Well, when they got a whole lot of tenants, then the Negro, he originated the word Peckerwood. Called them Peckerwoods. And it's more or less a modern expression. Something that I'd say started 40 years ago.
But it's definitely a derogatory term.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Do you ever now?
Redneck from right. Peckerwood.
About
the same. Well, the upper class white man spoke of the. We had a lot of class distinction when I came along. Everybody had his place. There were rich people, poor people, and it spoke of a man who was uneducated and was with the lower social order. They called him poor white trash. Now there were a few poor white people that had the respect of everybody on account of the fact that they deserved it. They were men of character, they were honest, they were hard workers, and there wasn't anything foolish about them at all. They were just solid people. And they had the respect of the, just by the dint of that personality, they forced you to respect them. And that chat children were generally looked on a little better than the others. You know, your old man so-and-so's boy.
Did you ever hear, were you ever in a position of hearing city folks make fun of people from the country, say if they came to town to do business?
Yeah. Either hayseed or hick. Those words were common.
Did people ever use the word Hoosier?
I did.
Country Hoosier?
No. Oh, I've heard the expression, but we didn't use it here around here.
Do you have any terms for, say, a child that's born to racially mixed parents?
Yeah, he was mulatto. And later on, the expression, of course, naturally they wasn't married. They called them Woods Colt. Didn't call them a bastard, but they called them Woods Colt.
Ever hear colored people refer to them as an outside child?
Yeah. I reckon so.
Did you ever hear any words for colored people who had particularly light-colored skin?
Ginger cake color. And he got nice hair. A mulatto had straight hair.
Right.
And that's what a nigga loved, was that hair. If you had nice hair, you were somebody. They all want to get rid of that kinky hair. It's a funny thing. That is a stamp of a Negro. It's a woolly, kinky hair. And a Negro always, when they would see a mulatto, and his hair was straight, you know, a lot of them were. That he had good hair, nice hair.
That's it.
Yeah, he that put him in a class by himself.